You're tuned into the Social Media Money Machine Marketing for Profit podcast. Discover how to monetize your social media and build a profitable brand.
No matter what type of business you're building on Instagram, this episode is going to rock your world. Today, I'm going to talk about my complete Instagram strategy literally exposed. What's up, Coach Fryer? Back here with you. Just so grateful for you to be here tuning in to the Social Media Money Machine Marketing for Profit podcast. I'm really excited about this episode. You know, going to literally dissect my personal complete Instagram strategy. Now, again, remember, doesn't matter what type of business you are looking to grow and scale using Instagram. You know, we've got, you know, influencers who follow our podcast. We've got small business owners, big business owners, coaches, consultants, social sellers. You name it. Speakers, we've got people all over the world tuning into the podcast. We just want to say thank you so much for tuning in and sharing this information, sharing the podcast with everybody you know who is in business and wants to generate more profit using social media. We just hope and pray that the value we continue to deliver really takes your level of belief to the next level as well as your results. So let's go ahead and dive in. My complete Instagram strategy exposed. Let's see, we're going to really help you take your business next level. Now, first things first, okay? If you know anything about me, yes, this is Coach Fryer flying solo here today. I like simple. I want you to write down this word right now. Write down the word simple. I want you to then circle it right now in your notes and then highlight it if you need or whatever it is. Because listen, if you like simple, I want you to keep listening and then share this episode with a friend who also likes simple. I've said this in many episodes. I say it in a lot of my trainings, speaking events, all the stuff is that, you know, if we don't keep things simple, you most likely won't implement it, okay? And for us to help you get the biggest results in your business, you need to implement it. So again, Rob and I do a very, very good job in our own opinion, right, of keeping things simple. And so that's just how we roll. So first of all, I want you to understand that, you know, there are different seasons for different people. There are different seasons for different types of businesses. Okay. No matter what type of business, you know, you are currently, you know, working to grow and scale. There's different stages. There's different seasons. You might find yourself in a season in your business right now to where, you know, you're barely keeping your head above water and you don't have a whole lot of extra time to, you know, work social media. You're not really focused on growing and scaling your business right now. You're just holding on, right? With all your might, okay? There are other folks who are, you know, just in a season of just kind of cruising, just going through the motions, just kind of chilling, just kind of doing the average, it's when it comes to social media, creating content, not a little, not a lot. They're just kind of cruising by, staying consistent. And then there are other business owners that are listening in right now who are in a season of blitzing, you know what I'm saying? And you're in a season of like, you know what, Coach Fryer, you know, and Rob, I want to blitz. I want to take the next 30, 60, 90, 120 days. I want to go all out. I want to, you know, grow this thing as fast as I possibly can. I want to reach the maximum amount of people. We want to, you know, help the most amount of people, attract the most amount of the right followers, potential buyers, clients, customers, teammates on, you know, Instagram. You know, so there are, when I say there are different seasons for different people, this is what I mean. And I also mean that, you know, there are folks on here that have different goals as well. Some of you want to grow steadily and consistently, which is fantastic. Some of you want to, you know, get this thing out of the gates. Maybe you're just launching. You want to grow faster, in the next, you know, like I said, 30, 60, 90 days. So again, there are different seasons for different people, different seasons for different businesses. And it all depends on your specific goal for your business, for your company. Okay. So let's go ahead and break this down. I want to make this episode short and sweet. So I want to just rock this out, go right through my list here of my complete Instagram strategy that should inspire you on exactly what you should be doing based on your goals and aspirations, okay? So here we go. Here's the complete strategy. Let's break it down. I hope that you write all of this down. This is really, really powerful, but let's dig in. So number one, I'm currently doing one reel on Instagram per day, okay? And I'm not skipping any days. Instagram rewards consistency. Now, no matter what that looks like for you, if it's 3 reels a week, 1 reel a week, 7 reels a week, 14 reels a week, whatever that is for you, just make sure it's consistent, okay? So I encourage one reel per day. Obviously, that's 7 days, right? A week, that's 7 reels per week. And here's what I personally focus on. Of the 7 reels that I do per week, I focus on 4 of them are really with the intent of growth. Okay. When I say growth, those 4 reels out of the 7 are focused on 3 different things. They're focused on a maximum amount of watch time. They're focused on maximum amount of saves and maximum amount of shares. Okay. On these growth reels, you know, I'm not talking about my products and services and coaching and programs and, you know, courses that I offer or Reels courses or Stories courses or whatever. These are just strictly 100% generic. They're relatable. They're value driven. They're helpful. And when my ideal new follower or client watches that, they immediately feel inclined to watch it again and again and again. And then they save it and then they share it because it was so value driven, simple, and very, very helpful. So again, I focus on 4 growth reels per week. The next part of this is I focus on 2 nurturing reels per week. Now, nurturing reels are more so, me face to camera, anywhere from 30 to 60 seconds. And this is where I'm elaborating on one specific challenge, problem, or obstacle that my ideal client is, you know, facing. Okay. And you can do the very same thing face to camera, on one specific obstacle challenge that your ideal new customer client, you know, is facing as well. This kind of puts a face to the brand. It puts your voice, your energy in front of your audience. And these have deemed to be super, super powerful. The number one goal for these nurturing reels, 2 of them per week, is to earn more trust with my ideal follower, right? Earn more trust. To take them on a scale of 1 to 10, let's say that you just started following me today, and on a scale of 1 to 10, as far as how much you trust me, maybe it's like a 2, obviously, because maybe I'm brand new to you and you don't really know me that yet, but you're intrigued and, you know, by my content and it was helpful. And all of a sudden you stumble across one of my nurturing reels and I elaborate for, let's say, 60 seconds on a specific thing. And now that level of trust that I have with you goes from a 2 to like a 5 or a 6, right? So this is a great way to continually add more value to your people and earn more trust with them. Last but not least, when it comes to reels, I focus on 1 conversion reel each week. So I go 4-2-1, 4-2-1, 4-2-1. Really, really powerful, really, really simple. But obviously all these new eyeballs, visibility, you want to obviously convert them, right? Into new clients, new customers, new people within your community. Okay. So focusing on 1 conversion reel. Okay. Now, some of you might be saying, well, Coach Fryer, you know, can you break this down? Can you give us some examples of growth reels, nurturing reels, conversion reels for our specific company, for our specific brand and niche, what have you? And actually, this is something that we do, Rob and myself, and my wife, Dani, we teach this inside of our Impactor Mastermind in great detail, and create so many different variations of personalized real plans for you guys. All right. So again, you've probably heard about us talk about our Impactor Mastermind. This is our interactive group coaching experience that so many have been attracted to over the last couple of years. And this is where, you know, we get the opportunity to work with you personally, because there's lots of great strategies out there, right? But this is not just another course. This is 100% live, 100% interactive. And you know, where you're going to get personalized one-on-one coaching in a group setting. Okay. So no matter what kind of business, product, service you promote or are building, this may be a great next step for you. There's an application here in the show notes. We would encourage you to go fill out that application, book a call with our team so we can learn more about you and your business and see if there might be some ways that we can best help and serve you. Okay. So again, my complete strategy, 1 reel per day, that's 7 a week. I follow the 4 growth, 2 nurturing, and 1 conversion as of right this moment, okay? Next, I want to talk about single image posts, okay? On Instagram, single images are doing really well. Reels are obviously performing the best, but single images are performing the second best for us right now, okay? I typically suggest 2 single image posts per week. Now, you don't want to, you know, if you're posting 1 reel a week, you don't want to, like, you know, 10 minutes later post a single image. So for example, if you're going to leverage both of these strategies, again, you don't have to, but this, I'm just sharing with you what we do. You're going to want to post, let's say you post your reel first thing in the morning, and then it's, you know, going to be the same day that you're going to make a single image post as well. Make the single image post later, you know, maybe, you know, 4, 5, 6, maybe 8, 9 PM, you know, later in the day. So it gives your reel an opportunity to run its course. And then a single image post later that day. Okay. What's really cool is, I just have one of my assistants take one of my best performing reels within the last 30 days. And then they take the content from that reel and then literally turn it into just a single image with a bunch of text on that image, jam packed with just a lot of text and value. But it's the same content and information from one of those best performing reels. Okay. I hope you understood what I just said right there. It's a massive, massive nugget to help you leverage and repurpose a piece of content, but just deliver it in a different form, right? I hope you're understanding this. So, I'm cranking out one reel per day. Then my assistant just goes back last 30 days, finds some of my best performing reels, takes the content from in that reel, and then just turns it into one single image post. So you've got the same type of content being delivered via value, via reel, via video, and then the same content and information being delivered via text on an image. Really, really powerful, but this hits different people in different ways. Some people enjoy watching reels to get their information and content. Some others enjoy just looking at a single image instead. So this is a great way for us to, create lots of great content and deliver it different ways. Okay, these single images create a ton of different, you know, saves and shares of my content, which is really powerful. Okay, next, I do one carousel per week. Now, I'm assuming if you're any kind of novice on Instagram, you probably have an idea what a carousel is. A carousel is a series of images in one post, okay? Anywhere from 3 to, I think you can post up to 10 pictures in one on one post, and then people literally swipe to the left to view those images, okay? Now, this is powerful. Now, I'm going to leverage the same strategy that I just shared with the single image, so my assistant does the same thing. We, again, take that same image or reel from the past 30 days, and then we just turn it into 3 to 6 bite-sized pictures with simple tips from the original reel itself. So instead of all of the text, all of the information on a single image, we take all of those tips and value points per se and break them up into 3, 4, 5, 6 different individual pictures that comprise of one carousel post. Okay, really, really powerful. Again, this means I create one reel that generates a ton of other repurposed content, but it's all delivered in a different way. Okay. A couple other things before we wrap up this episode, as far as my complete Instagram strategy, I really hope that this has been helpful. If this has been, you know, mind blowing for you, or you're like, oh my gosh, this is totally simplifies our entire strategy. Again, I want you to, not only save this episode, but follow us, follow the podcast here. Share this episode with others you think that this may benefit, that want to grow and scale their business using Instagram specifically and maybe lack a strategy. And, you know, as always, I'll share it here at the end again as well. We encourage you to always leave us a review if you've gotten any type of value from what we're sharing. All right. I got a couple more quick things I want to share when it comes to my complete Instagram strategy. And that is, let's talk stories, Instagram stories. Now, I'm going to do a completely different episode on this in the near future, but I want to kind of give you a quick glimpse of my personal stories strategy. Okay. I'm a believer that you do not have to post to your stories every single day. Okay. Some of you are like, wait a minute, Coach Ryer. Wait. Everybody that I follow says you got to post your stories daily. You should never go a day without having something in your stories. Ain't wrong, in my opinion. Okay. Why do I say that? Well, because most people are out there posting a story, and then 4 hours later, they post another story, and then 4 hours later, they post another story, and then 2 hours later, they post another story. And by the end of the day, they've posted anywhere from 3, 4, 5, 6 up to 10 different stories. And the unfortunate part of this is your views to your stories are literally getting cut in half, less, 50% every time you post. So for example, what does this mean? It's like you make one story post, let's say it gets 100 views. Well, then you post the second story 4 hours later, and by the time that one's done, that one only gets 50. And then you post another one, and then that next one only gets, 25. And then the next one gets like 10, and the next one gets 5. So by the time you post your 10th story, for example, you might have, you know, 500 or 1,000 followers, but there's only like 5 or 10 people actually seeing that story, which absolutely sucks, right? You're creating all this content, taking all this time, and it's just not reaching that many people. So, you know, I personally use what I call stories sequences. Now, without going into great detail, I'll just give you the quick Cliff Notes version. Every other evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I post a stories sequence, okay? So just kind of give you a little example. If today was Monday, Monday night at 9 p.m., I post a stories sequence, which is anywhere from 3 to 5 stories at one time around 9 p.m. Those expire on Tuesday night at 9 p.m., okay? I let everything reset, and then I'll come back Wednesday night at 9 p.m. and post another new sequence, which, again, is 3 to 5 stories at one time, okay? This is really, really powerful. So ultimately, I only post to my stories 4 times a week, but I post them in batches, right? So anywhere from 3 to 5 stories posted at one time to maximize views, leads, conversions, and obviously sales. So I hope that that's helpful. The last point I want to share with you here today is, you know, this is means for another episode as well down the road. But, you know, for the last 60 days, I personally have been leveraging ManyChat for content and DM and comment automation from all of my reels that is literally creating and generating anywhere from $500 to $1,000 per day in passive sales, which is absolutely crazy. I mean, these reels that I'm leveraging this strategy with, they're generating anywhere from 100 to 400 comments for a little 4 to 6 second reel. I mean, that's 100 to 400 leads every single time I post a conversion reel, you know, for the business, which is absolutely mind blowing. And, you know, this is more of an advanced strategy. You know, I actually just did a big training on this inside of our Impactor Mastermind, where I go into great depth to teach you how to do this as well. But, you know, this is something that we're currently leveraging. There's not too many people out there using this. And in my opinion, this is an intermediate to advanced strategy, but one that is just absolutely crushing. And again, I promised to share with you my complete Instagram strategy here so you know exactly what we are doing. So listen, again, my complete Instagram strategy exposed. I just literally broke it down for you exactly what I'm doing on my personal Instagram. And again, no matter what type of business you're building, no matter what type of brand, what have you, take what I shared today, see what applies to you and your goals, your aspirations, your level of time commitment for your own Instagram. And literally, let's just hit the ground running. I hope that this gave you a great 10,000-foot view, landscape of what this looks like. You know, we're experiencing some incredible growth, anywhere from 500 to 1,000 followers a week on average. Again, it's not crazy, like millions of followers. But again, I'm all for the long game, long-term, consistent, ideal people following and plugging into my content, right? I'm not necessarily worried about vanity metrics and, you know, getting to a million followers per se, but steady growth has been the secret for the last 5 to 6 months leveraging this strategy. So go implement. Again, if you got some value from this, share this episode out. Be sure to follow the Social Media Money Machine Marketing for Profit podcast. Rob and I are so grateful you are here, and we'd be honored if you would take just a quick moment and leave us a review. I hope and pray you got some value from this episode. We'll see you on the next one. Take care.